I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. The stateless Rohingya face ongoing persecution. Almost a million Rohingya live in overcrowded and neglected refugee camps in Bangladesh. Most of them are Muslim and have never heard about the hope found in Christ. Unknown Nations partners with indigenous leaders to share food, resources, and the gospel. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
we have to begin going into the deeper waters, and the Rohingya are the deeper waters of missions, which are going to require a different strategy. So doing things the same way we've always done them will never reach the Rohingya. That's a big question. There's a lot of ways to address it, but it ultimately comes down to our drive and determination to take serious Jesus' last words, to make disciples of all nations.
And believers working on relief efforts in Central Texas are praying for drier skies. Over 100 lives have been lost after devastating floods swept through the Texas Hill Country starting on the 4th of July. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says this tragedy is prompting many kids and adults to wrestle with their faith. He sees this as a teachable moment for parents.
We have to remember that God is sovereign even over this. This could be a great opportunity to just help them understand that God is in control.
Some children may now fear a disaster at their own summer camp, but object lessons can turn that fear into faith.
We don't know what the future holds. We all have different roads. Our roads may be paved smoothly. Some of our roads may be full of potholes and even washouts, but we can't be in fear.
A free devotional teaches kids how to trust God. Look for that link at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.